She knows it.
President Trump denying he told a soldier's widow her husband knew what he signed up for when he talked to her by phone Tuesday.
The mother of a U.S. soldier killed in Niger says that President Trump, in her words, did disrespect my son with remarks in a condolence telephone call that the president placed to her family yesterday. That comment to the Washington Post backs an assertion made by Florida Democratic Congresswoman Frederica Wilson.
Fox's John Decker. Texas Senator John Cornyn says looks like Republicans have enough votes to pass a budget measure that moves tax reform forward. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Filling an opening at your company means
welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV. Well, hello, everybody. This is Mark Lang. Greg, you're here.
I'm here. Well, we're here.
Okay. Share somewhere, but you're here.
I heard she's out of the state.
Oh, well, that's good. She probably has a license for that, correct?
I imagine. She's just like all the rest of us. That day off now and then, right?
Yeah, yeah. That happens, you know. People get those days off and, well.
To everybody but the owner.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's a great fall day out.
Wonderful.
Absolutely fantastic. And I think of fall. But one of the things that it's not fall in the retail business, is it?
No. We're getting ready for Christmas.
Well, I mean, is it too early to talk Christmas?
No. We've been talking. Sharon and I talked Christmas open house last week, and because I told people we're getting trees up in the store and things. And, you know, it's never too early to talk Christmas because, you know, Christmas is just around the corner. It kind of sneaks up on us, you know. So we're going to have Christmas open house November 10th and 11th at Regal Furniture. And it's going to be 9 to 5 both days. And matter of fact, you're going to be with us on Friday.
I know. I've got it on my schedule. Now, when you say we're ready for Christmas or you're getting ready for Christmas, you probably started this 6 months ago?
Oh, I went last March.
Oh, my.
To buy Christmas for this year. So, you know, for now.
Mm-hmm.
So most of it came in July. So we get it marked and tagged and put away, and, you know, now we get it all out, and it's almost like Christmas again because we forgot what came in.
You know, you would think from my standpoint, oh, Christmas is Christmas is Christmas, but in fact, it really isn't, is it? It changes from year to year and decade to decade.
Oh, yeah. There's always something new in Christmas. This year, the new thing are owls, little feather owls for your trees and there's all different kinds of feathers, either fuzzy owls, mm-hmm. smooth feather owls. We've got a couple of beautiful standing white owls in our display this year. So
owls are in. What else are we going to see that's new?
You're still going to see snowmen. Lots of new lighted pictures that have the little twinkle lights in them. You can turn them on and off. And, you know, there's a really beautiful new church scene. There's a Main Street scene this year. We've enlarged our selection of those pictures and a big range of prices on them this year. So,
well, when you go to the market, is the first thing you do is pick which market you go to, or do you always go to the same place to find all these new things?
I always go to Atlanta for the Christmas show. They have three buildings, and there's furniture there as well, and tabletop, and, you know, lots of things. But there's a lot of Christmas there. There's six floors in the main building, all the upper floors, and then in the second building, there's five or six temporary floors. Now, these 5 or 6 floors, Mark, are full city block buildings. So you can imagine the number of aisles you walk up and down looking for the perfect thing for that tree or that tabletop for.
Do you get overwhelmed? I would just throw up my hands and say, I can't do this.
The worst part of shopping for Christmas is that you can't start buying the first day you're there because you haven't seen it all.
Sure.
So you have to go through and kind of get an idea of what you want, and then you go back the second time and do the buying, because you may see the same Christmas decoration in 3 different showrooms at 3 different prices. So, of course, you want that decoration at the best price you can give your customer. So you have to find the best price when you go to market. So it's a lot of mental as well as physical on your feet from 7 a.m. to 7 o'clock at night.
I would guess that as a designer, it takes an awful lot of experience to be able to manage your time at these shows to buy what the people are going to need months and months and months in the future.
Right, and trying to guess what people are going to buy. You know, one of the things that I bought this year is called firecracker lights.
Sounds like 4th of July to me.
Yeah, it does. It does. But they are called firecracker lights, and that's because it's they come in different sizes. They come in 17 foot and 37 feet strands. And it's like a hand every 2 inches on this. And the tips, excuse me, and the tips of the fingers are LED lights. And the LED lights are not blue. They're a warm white. So they look like miniature Christmas lights. But they just stand there out like if you spread your hand and wiggle your fingertips, that's where the ends of those lights are. And they're continuous down this strand. So all you have to do is wrap it around the tree almost like a garland and stick it in a little bit, and you're done. You're not wrapping each of those limbs with lights.
Boy, I might like Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, it is a boon. And they're pricey, but they're so easy to use. I bought them very, very carefully. And we had a ladies' meeting at the store today. And I've already sold all that I had, so I called and ordered more this afternoon.
So you've done well.
Yeah. So anyway, but they are just so neat to use, you know. And I showed the ladies how to put them on, and they were all standing there going, "Oh wow, my husband will love this. This is one thing he'll really approve of because he always puts the lights on the tree." And she said, "He just wrap it around like garland, stuff it in a little bit. You're done. You're done."
Yeah, I've had the assignment of lights on trees at the Lang House, and I don't do it well enough, so I don't have that assignment anymore. So
smart man.
Yes. It took me not very long to learn the concept of, boy, but I'm not that patient. So this sounds like a really cool deal, but you're going to get some more, right?
Yeah. I ordered several cases more this afternoon because I knew then that from these women just loving them and saying, "Yeah, I'm taking these." I knew they'd be good. And, you know, if you come in, we'll show them to you. We'll make your life easier, Mark.
What are some of the other things that are going to be cool for Christmas besides the owls and these LED lights? I assume LEDs are all over the place now. That's why those pictures look so good, isn't it?
Yeah. The LEDs are just taking over the marketplace. The other thing that we've got is there's a little cassette that you put 3D cell batteries in, and there's 50 LED lights in one string. So this is perfect because you can take that 3D cell battery box, you can set and you can wind those 50 lights through your garland on your mantle or pine boughs or whatever you have up there. And you can set that to come on at a certain time and burn 6 hours and go off. And set it for 6 hours every day. You don't have to replace those batteries for the entire time through Christmas. It runs for 60 days on 3 C-cell batteries at 6 hours a day.
That is using technology in the decorating area. Well, I started thinking about the amount of money or time or even the safety of not using all those extension cords.
Right.
So you could put that anywhere.
Yeah, you can put it, you can attach that box on the back of your wreath and hang it on your door. You can put it on a mantle like we talked about. You can put it in a centerpiece that runs down the middle of your table. You can go anywhere. And your LED lights don't get hot, so you're not a fire hazard. And you're using 3D cell batteries. You know, I work with a guy in Atlanta that has wreaths hanging on his outdoor fence, you know, and they're always plugged in. And they come on at night, and he turns them off at 10 or 11 o'clock. He ordered a whole bunch of these because he's going to light those wreaths with 3D cell batteries for Christmas season instead of paying the power company for electricity for every one of those things every night.
And he won't have to remember to turn them off.
Uh-uh. They'll go off by themselves.
And really, when you figure no extension cord, no timer, no trumpet over them, good investment.
Right, right. And, you know, Open House Special, this little box light, Open House Special is $29.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You'll have cookies, won't you?
Oh, yeah. I've been baking cookies for days.
Got to make sure we have cookies.
Yeah.
You know, now, are there different colors for Christmas this year? I mean, does Christmas have a color besides the green and the white and the red?
It's always different colors. It's always different colors. This year, you're seeing a lot of blue because gray is the new beige.
Oh, is it?
So now that we're seeing a lot of gray coming in,
yeah,
we're seeing a lot of blue take over in the Christmas decor. Matter of fact, one of our signature trees in the window is in blue this year.
We are talking to Greg Risley, the designer on Ask the Designer program on WAOV 97.7 FM, Rego Furniture gift shop located in downtown Vincennes. And Greg, you talked about your designer trees. At your open house, you'll have your trees ready to go, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll have 12 fully decorated trees in the store this year, Mark.
You got glitter on them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
got to make sure. Got to have glitter. Are they themed, or do you have them all mixed up, or how? You know, can you give us a secret?
Some that are themed. Others are just general Christmas decor. Some, you know, the snowmen are still good. We're seeing a lot of the owls in the Christmas decor. You're seeing blue as a new color. We're seeing a lot more silver than we did before. Again, because of the gray,
yeah,
you know, coming, taking over in the homes and things.
Do you have any of those old-fashioned kind of aluminum foil trees? Or those?
No.
Those are out, right?
I don't.
Had the light that spins on it?
The retro people still like those.
Okay.
But I don't have any of them. But I see them at market, and they have the lights that go on them, you know, for these people that have the retro houses.
Yeah.
I guess they put them up, so.
It seems to me, as time goes on, a lot of people have more than one tree.
Oh, yeah. Most people have multiple trees in their house.
That's what I was afraid of, yeah.
Yeah. Usually small ones, even in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got a kitchen tree done in the store.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just take the spoon right off there and eat my ice cream?
That's right. And then put it back on the tree.
Okay.
You know.
Well, that is pretty cool. What else... in terms of the Christmas, the holiday season, have you got planned? At the gift shop, maybe?
Oh, we've got lots. We've got this. We're putting up a new section in this year for Christmas, and we're trying to come up with a name for it. So far, the only thing we've figured out is grab and go, but we're trying to come up with something a little more romantic of that. But we've got little gifts that are already put together. They have a bow on them. A little piece of holly decoration or a Christmas ball on them too. And they're just ready to pick up and take and give to whomever. And they start about $15 and go up to $30 for different things. So if you need a gift, you'll be able to come in, look at that display and say, well, looky there. There's something that Aunt Margaret might like. Or there's something that Uncle Bill will like. We've got some men's packages, a little change dish, a money clip, and a masculine wine stopper that's
okay.
Either like a hammerhead or a garden hose turn off or, you know, those kinds of things. That's already in package. And that for a man, it's like $20. This morning I told the ladies, I said, you know, this would be a nice little thing to stick in your mailbox for your postman for Christmas.
How about gift and go?
Gifting goes pretty good.
How about...
Keep working on it.
Okay, how about grab and gift?
There you go.
All right.
Maybe.
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 He doesn't like my stuff here, I don't think. But, you know, the grab and go makes some sense. You know exactly what you're talking about.
That's right. And it's a dollar. It's already done. It's all wrapped up for you. It's ready to gift the way it is. Wonderful, wonderful idea, I think.
Okay, we're going to take a break here just a second. We'll come back, and we've got a pretty nice subject on. Also, at the end of the show, we've got some questions that folks have called in and sent in to us. So stay tuned here as we ask the decorator, more than what's going on with Greg Grizzly here at WAOV.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes.
As the season changes, your wardrobe must change as well. Tired of looking at last year's shoes? Come in and check out our new fall and winter styles coming in daily. From Atrex, Apex, Clarks, Sass, and New Balance, to Red Wing, Timberland, Tony Lama, and more, let us put a new look into your wardrobe and provide comfort and support to your feet as well. Hi, this is Tracy from Grunman's, 906 North 7th Street, Vincennes, where we've been making shoes.
And we are back right now with Greg Grizzly here at WAOV from Regal Furniture. Talked about Christmas. Reminder that the Christmas open house at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in downtown Vincennes, November 10th and 11th. We're going to move on here and ask some other questions. Today, one of our major subject is blinds,
yes,
correct?
We're going to talk about blinds. There's been lots of different things made for windows when it came to blinds. We had pleated shades that had the little cells in them, and we had little mini metal blinds. That was maybe the first blind that really came into vogue, was the little narrow metal blinds that everybody put up and stuff. And they're still in use today. We still sell the metal blinds as well. We sell the wood Venetian blinds in different stain colors and white. They're very popular because they do have a new lock band type of thing on them where you don't get little streams of light between the slats or in the holes where the cords go through. They have this new light lock type mechanism, if I can say it. But it's a great system because when you close them, they actually close. And the big thing is they lay flat when they close. So a lady can take a little Swifter or their upholstery attachment and clean them. They don't have to wipe off every rib of that blind like you used to. So, the clean's easier. But now we've moved on to a product called Genesis Shades. And Genesis, of course, means beginning. So Genesis Shades is a whole new idea of a roller shade. Not like grandma and grandpa used to have that, when you pulled it down and let go of it, go.
Boy, that was fun too.
It was fun, but these don't do that. We've taken the fun out. But what we've done is we've given a customer a product that really will improve their home in many different ways. You say, how can a blind improve your home? A lot of different ways. We all love big screen TVs today, but we get glare from the windows. These blinds take that glare out of the room. The other thing is, if you have blinds down, traditional window blinds that used to go da 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 for grandma and grandpa, now these work on a pulley system, a little chain and pulley system, and you can see out. You can see straight out your window, but people can't see in.
Well, that's kind of like Superman stuff.
Yeah, it's like a one-way mirror.
Yeah.
And
they do it with a blind.
And it's a mesh product. These little bitty holes allow you to see out, but the way they're made, people can't see in. I even had one customer walk right up to the window glass and put his hands around his eyes, you know, and laid right up against his own glass window at home and said, I still can't see in these things. So, you know, they are just really amazing because on the inside, it's just like the window's almost wide open, but it removes the glare. I hung these, the first time I hung these blinds many years ago was for a home in Sarasota, Florida. And they had 40 feet of glass in their living room and dining room. It looked out right at the Gulf of Mexico. Beautiful setting, just gorgeous. But in the afternoon when the sun went down, they said they couldn't hardly sit in there. It was so hot and the glare was so bad, it was actually uncomfortable to even sit there and see their view. So we put in these blinds that take glare out, take the heat out, take the ultraviolet light out, put those in there for them, and they were thrilled to death with them. And he kind of danced around a little bit because they were pricey.
I bet.
Very expensive because he had 40 feet of them.
Yeah.
And they were so big, we had to put them on a motor that a remote control would open and close them because they were so big, the pulley system just wouldn't handle it. So he thought they were really, 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 really pricey, but he bought them and we put them in. And about 45 days after we put them in, he called me up at the store and he said, hey, I want to tell you something. He said, I just got my first electric bill since you put the new shades in. My electric bill went down $800 the first month I had those.
$800.
Yeah.
Man. But you know, if you think about it, technology can look good in decorating, but it also can save you money sometimes.
Oh, yeah. And the thing about it is a lot of people, you know, right now everybody is doing these no blinds, no coverings on windows of any kind. You know, a lot of homes don't have anything up. And this is going to be something they're going to pay for later because the ultraviolet light and the heat and everything not only takes a toll on your furniture and your upholstery pieces, but it takes a terrible toll on your wood floor. You know, these beautiful wood floors, people are paying lots of money to have them refinished and everything. And then this sunlight streaming in, hitting that floor through that glass, it's just baking it up and just drying them out. They'll split, they'll crack, they'll dry out. You need protection for your interior with blinds or some sort of window coverings.
In the past, it seems like we've gone from those old-fashioned paper blinds, maybe
right,
with some curtains there, and then it was kind of a layered look. And are we getting
and
back
shears
now to have just one layer of blinds in houses, or they both have some have both?
Some have both. It depends on the house. You know, if the house is like in my home, I have blinds in my home, and I have drapery and top treatments with it because I live in a home that was my grandparents' home. So it's an older home, more like what you see up and down 6th Street. A one-layer blind in that home just doesn't look right because it's not traditionally the way the windows were decorated.
So even with the traditional home, can you use these new kinds of Genesis blinds
and
still look right?
Yeah, because there's more than the ones most people are familiar with are the mesh ones like they have in the hospital here. And they're kind of contemporary looking, or very contemporary looking, and that works fine in a contemporary home. But what's really great about the new Genesis blinds is they've brought out about 150 different fabrics.
Hopey, smoky.
That looks all kinds of different weave types. They almost look, some of them even look like grass cloth. Remember the old grass cloth wall covering? They've got some weave types that look like that. They've got some weave types that have actually patterns on them. You know, if you want a pattern, shows only on the inside, not on the outside.
Well, that's interesting.
And so then they have different weave types as far as, oh, they have something that looks kind of like a boucle, has, you know, kind of a woven effect to it. They've got different types of vertical and horizontal stripes in colors. So you can even have a color on the window that helps break that, but the other side is white. So,
well, if you have, let's say, two or three rooms across the front of the house,
mm-hmm.
should they all have the same window treatments inside?
They don't have to have the same window treatments, but they need to appear the same outside.
Okay. And in fact, we're going to talk about window treatments later here, so maybe I'm ahead of the game here. But in fact, and you could have the different look inside and the same look outside.
Yes.
Okay. One of my notes talks about power blinds. Have we talked about power blinds?
That's these Genesis shades that we're talking about will come in a power system. The standard way we order them is with a pulley system and a chain. It's opens and closes. Works great. Works fine. But for a window that you open and close a lot, you may want something easier. They have a new product called Auto Wand. And there's a wand that hangs down the side, has a little bulb on the end of that wand, and it has three little push buttons on it.
Oh, my.
And that one push button opens it, one push button closes it, the third one stops it wherever it is, and then you can open and close from there. So if you want the blind a third of the way down or all the way down, you can stop it wherever you want. And this auto blind has a permanent battery in it. So instead of changing batteries in the head of the blind like we used to do in the old pleated shades, now you've got a little plug-in and a USB port on this auto wand that you plug in. You plug it into an outlet. It charges itself while it's hanging up there, and it's good for many, many openings and closings until you have to recharge it.
And do you go to a show for that kind of stuff? For the blinds and that thing, and there's just rows and rows of that kind of stuff, too, you have to bring home for us here?
You don't go to shows, but you go to seminars to keep up with what's new and stuff. There's actually classes that you go to and to stay up with all these current things. This same Genesis shade also comes remote control and on a motor system. They can be hardwired. If you're building a home, they can be hardwired into the system. And then you can have a wall switch and a remote both that operates those blinds. Then there's one step beyond that, Mark, and that's for the new smart homes. They have an app on their phone.
Of
you can open and close the blinds to your house when you're away.
I have enough trouble making a call. But in fact, I knew you probably were going there. But I want to go back for just a minute before we take a break, and talk about the concept that you said there are seminars. There are seminars for decorators, and that's one of the reasons you work with a decorator.
That's right. That's right. Because we keep up and try to stay up on top of all the things that are new. And there's seminars for all kinds of things. There's the ADAC, the Atlanta Decorative Arts Center, has stuff going on every week as far as training. Indianapolis Design Center has another weekly educational things going on. Some things you can attend on the computer. Some things you have to go to in person. A lot of the blind stuff, you almost have to go to in person to see it, feel it, know how it works, and be able to ask questions, and see how to install it. That's a big deal.
And that's another reason why using a person like you, a designer, the installation of blinds is not quite as simple as maybe we think.
I've never had a husband complain about the installation charge on blinds.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Let's take a break. You're listening to WAOV 97.7 FM. It's Ask the Decorator. Greg Grizzly is the decorator. I'm Mark Lang. I am not the decorator.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery offers in-home design appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444, and be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussaran Streets, Vincennes.
Steak and Shake offers 36 different flavors of hand-scooped real milk milkshakes made the old-fashioned way. Try our delicious fall shakes, caramel apple, campfire s'mores, or pumpkin spice. Steak and Shake on Hart Street in Vincennes. This is your chance to win a dinner at Gilbert's Restaurant and Pub on us. Complete our five-question survey for a chance to win $50 to Gilbert's Restaurant and Pub. Visit originalcompany.com today and click survey to get started.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1253. 800-296-1253. 800-296-1253. That's 800-296-1253.
From the Washington Chrysler Center, 97.7 WAOB News Desk, I'm Tom Lee reporting. The Knox County Library Board has approved five separate quotes for upcoming renovation projects. Three of those include expanding restroom space at Vincent's Ford Knightley Club. Wabash Plumbing will expand the public men's and women's restrooms at the front of the building, as well as a third restroom at the back. The front two restrooms will also be made ADA compliant. The overall restroom work about $97,000. The other projects include work to remove carpeting from the floor of the Fort Knightley Club and also refinishing the underlying floor and a refinish of the porch of the McGrady Brockman House. Vincent's police are checking a theft reported yesterday in the 1300 block of North 12th. Jacob Jones told police someone entered his unlocked garage and stole a cordless drill, a socket set, and a stroller. The item stolen, valued about $300. The Knox County Commissioners have approved on second and third reading a move to vacate an alley in Freelandville. The alley is located between Baker and Elm Streets. Part of the Freelandville Community Home is located on the alley itself. The action will make it easier legally for property owners along that alley, including the Freelandville Community Home. And aerial harvest activities wrapping up as good warm weather and low moisture content have led to harvest progress. More news available anytime you want it online at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV News.
This is Hoosier Ag Today. It's the Wednesday closing farm market report. Very quiet again today and down markets. This update brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN and seedconsultants.com. The corn market down just a little bit on Wednesday as harvest continues to roll on. Good forecast for continued harvest progress too. Dees corn finished at 348.5, down a penny and a half. March also down a penny and a half, 360. 2.25. May 370.75, down 1.25. Soybeans worked both sides of unchanged, 984.25. Novi beans did finish down a half point. A quarter cent lower Jan beans, 995. And Chicago wheat nearly a nickel off, finishing at 430. Up 67 cents. December live cattle, 116.65. A little over a dollar and a half up on lean hogs, 63.75. I'm Andy Eubank. Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussron Streets, Vincennes.
Lincoln finishes 10th in the final 3A football poll of the year, and a Hoosier hero suffers a broken ankle.
I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. Vincent Zichin Football Analysis, 10th in the final AP3A poll of the season, 11th in the Indiana Football Coaches Association final poll. Gibson Southern, number one in AP, number two in the coaches poll. Evansville Memorial, fourth in the AP, third in the coaches poll. 8-1 Analysis will start postseason play Friday night at home. They'll take on 1-8 Mount Vernon in the opening game of sectional action. More on that tonight on the Levi Salter Show from the Hart Street McDonald's at 6:30 on WZDM 92.1 and WZDM.com. By the way, North Knox also at home on Friday night. The 4-5 Warriors will take on 2-7 Forest Park in their opening tournament game. And Gordon Hayward played his high school ball at Brownsburg High School, and last night his first game as a Boston Celtic didn't end well. He snapped his ankle landing on the dunk attempt. I'm Tom Lee. Helping kids avoid underage drinking. Here's another community announcement from WAOV. In 2013, nearly a quarter of people aged 12 to 20 reported drinking alcohol. The consequences can be calamitous. The words and actions of one person can make a positive difference in the lives of others. Help prevent underage drinking by being involved in young people's lives. Talk, they listen. A word to help prevent underage drinking throughout the area.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. Sunny this afternoon, highs in the low 70s. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid 70s. Clear tomorrow night with low around 50. For Friday and Saturday, sunshine each day, highs in the mid 70s. Chance rain on Sunday, highs in the lower 70s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
You are listening to Ask the Designer here on WAOV. I'm Mark Lang.
Greg Grizzly.
Yes, and this from the WZDM and WAOV newsroom. Vincent did not get the stellar grant. Greensburg was the winner in our class. So a lot of work involved. Nothing wrong with doing a little work to help your community. We did not get the stellar designation this year. We'll have more about that at the 4 o'clock news here at WAOV. But boy, we've gotten a lot of good news about decorating, including, let's recap a little bit. When, Greg, is your Christmas open house?
November 10th and 11th.
Boy, and that's not too early anymore, is it?
No, it's not. Not as early as everybody else is doing it. I mean, you know, let's face it, there's Christmas out everywhere now. Right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I barely have my Halloween costume figured out. And then there's Thanksgiving in there, too.
That's right. That Thanksgiving has to get in there. We have to eat, don't we?
Yes, we do.
But we do have open house before Thanksgiving. So.
Yeah. The 10th and the 11th open house at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Going to have a lot of trees. Going to have the whole nine yards, right?
Grab a gift or give a gift or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, we'll have a name for it soon.
Okay.
But it'll make it easy for people to come in and pick up things for Christmas.
And it's always fun just to go in.
Sure, we hope so.
Yep. We have talked about blinds in one of our segments here today. And that brings up the whole concept of the window treatment. Some homes have dozens and dozens of windows. And as you brought up, a home that has windows from floor to ceiling. And
right.
So I guess window treatment is a great thing to talk about.
Well, window treatments are important. They help the aesthetics of the house inside. Also, you know, as we talked about earlier, you know, you've got ultraviolet lights you're trying to keep out of your house so that it doesn't harm your furniture and your wood floors or your carpet or whatever the way you have your floors covered. And also, you know, it affects the paint on the walls, everything. The sun is a brutal taskmaster. It really destroys a lot of things in and around the home. You know, we want big windows. We want to be able to see out. But yet then we've got to figure out how we control that light and do something about that light, you know, at that time period. So, you know, it's a constant battle to get exactly what you want on your windows.
Okay, so let me ask a question that, because I'm not a designer and not really think about this kind of thing. In today's world, where probably most of us keep our windows closed all the time because
right.
we have air conditioning, does that make it different how we do the decorations with our windows, how we do window treatments? Or if I open my windows a lot, do I look at different window treatments?
Yeah. Actually, yes, that's an important question. If, you know, a person's a big fresh air person, you know, you need to have something that'll move itself off the windows, either shears that will pull open, drapery that pulls open, blinds that go up or down, Roman shades, which are a fabric shade that go up and down. If you want to expose those windows, you're going to have a way to do it. And some people like to have just a window slightly open, you know, in a bedroom at night for fresh air and so on. Doing that, that will pass through a shear in some of your blinds. Other things, you know, if people really like a lot of fresh air and they want to get a cross draft going there upstairs, then you need to open these, you need to open these windows up. But you lose your privacy when you do that. So there's no perfect answer for the person that wants to have fresh air, but there are ways around it. And I usually ask people when we're talking about their windows, do you open your windows like in the spring and fall? Do you like to air out your house? You know, or do you like them open a lot? If they're open, they want them open a lot, then we have to make definite plans for window treatments that will allow those windows to be opened easily and for cross drafts to work and so on like that. So it not only involves one room, but it may involve two or three or four other rooms.
So in the process of decorating a room or a house, when do we need to talk about the window treatments? Early, middle, or late?
Window treatments are usually the last thing you do.
Okay.
If I'm designing a room, we'll usually design it all together. But that's usually, you know, the sofa is the first thing you pick for a room, as we've talked about before, because there's fewer upholstery fabrics than there are flooring, types of flooring and types of paint and wall covering and so on. So, you know, you want to get the sofa first. Then if it's a room where the TV is, the man usually wants a recliner.
Duh, of course.
Or a chair and ottoman.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And, you know, those are the usually the first purchases. Then they need end tables at the ends of the sofa so you have a place to set a cup of coffee. Lamps so you've got good reading light, so on that way. Window treatments are usually toward the end, except if you've got certain needs, we coordinate that all at once so that the windows are planned with the furniture and not an afterthought.
And that's one of the advantages of using a designer.
Right, because we can help you do a room from start to finish. Even if you aren't able to do it all at the same time. You know, you may not be able to buy that whole room, but we can set it up and say, okay, these are your primary pieces. We'll start there. 6 months down the road, we can add these. 6 months down the road, we can add these.
And, of course, they come from Regal Furniture.
Of course.
Okay,
yeah.
Which is nothing wrong with that. But if you've already got stuff, you design around them, too. It's my favorite chair, let's say, and it
doesn't
look awful.
Or great-grandma's bookcase or Uncle Jim's, you know, smoking stand that's an antique. And, you know, we could design around it. Sometimes, you know, I look at a house and it really maybe doesn't belong in the living room, but I might suggest that they put it in a bedroom. Or, you know, like great grandma's hope chest. Women used to have hope chests,
yeah.
Cedar chests, I think. You know, make that into a bed bench for a bedroom, you know. Put a fabric-covered pad on top of it. It can be very attractive in a bedroom, but it doesn't look in place in the living room. So sometimes you walk in and you go, well, or, you know, you've got a table, example, a table that was great-grandma's, and you go, let's put this in the entry hall. You've got a perfect little corner for that in the entry hall. And we put it there, and the lady goes, oh, my gosh, I never thought about putting it in there. It really looks better there than where I had in the living room. So, you know, you kind of look at scale, size, what the piece is, and find an appropriate place in the room for it. And if it works in the room you're doing, that's fine.
Should window treatments be bold, or should they be less bold compared to the other decorations in the room?
Usually less bold. You don't want people to walk in and get knocked out by the valance you got above the window. You know, I always saying to people that, you know, women very often say, you know, well, is this really exciting? Is that just going to be super duper there? Or is that going to be very dramatic? You don't want one piece that's going to take over your room. You want the whole thing to meld together and work and flow together. So sometimes, you know, the idea of a real statement piece isn't the best idea in decorating a room. You want it to all feel good together.
Okay. And that's sometimes you need that other set of eyes. You need that person who doesn't have a vested interest in grandma's hope chest necessarily to kind of have just another way to look at it.
Right. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, people said to me, I've walked in and said, let's rearrange this room. What about putting the sofa over here? Well, I never thought about trying that, but, well, let's look at it and see. And a lot of times the balance in the room's improved by that. And they go, oh, my gosh, I never thought about that, you know. Again, I've had even women say, well, that's where the mover set the sofa, so I just left it there and set other stuff around it, you know.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back with some questions because it's called Ask the Designer here at WAOV.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's the geometry teacher who mans the ticket window.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen and store managers who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the graduate who listens to the league championship game on the internet.
It's the parent who sells ads in the school athletic program.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
It's the trainers, equipment managers, and ball boys who never miss a practice.
What makes high school sports here in Indiana so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
High school sports. It's the we that every community needs.
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
This is Ask the Designer with Greg Risley. I'm Mark Lang, and Greg, here's a question that is perfect for this time of year.
Okay.
If I'm ordering new furniture, can I get it in time for Christmas? Of course, you get it off the floor anytime. But,
right.
But if I'm ordering new furniture from you guys, can I get it in time for Christmas?
You can as of right now this week, but
okay. If
you go beyond this week, we're in trouble. You know, most furniture takes at least 6 weeks to manufacture, usually takes 2 weeks in shipment. That's 8 weeks. This is the middle of October, middle of November, middle of December. We just can make it.
Okay. And it might be worth it to make it because many of us have lots of guests. At Christmas, it's kind of nice to show off maybe a little bit.
Well, and sometimes it's time to do it, and you really need to do it before you get company coming in and going, Man, just that old chair sitting in the corner. It really looked awful.
Okay. While we're at it, you came up with a concept just a minute ago about sometimes you got to do something. Here's a question. I have an old mattress and box springs. Well, I think it's old. How often should I change my mattress?
The companies say that every 10 years you should buy new bedding for your master bedroom. Because it's basically used every day. Guest bedrooms you can get away with a little longer than that, depending on how long it's used. Kids' bedrooms, you really even need to change more often than that, because zero to, you know, one or two there in a crib, then the next set of bedding is probably going to have some accidents happen in it along the way. You know, those of us that raise children, you know, they get sick in the middle of the night, can't make it to the bathroom. They have accidents, and that just happens. So, you know, you buy a bed that's a decent bed for them until about the age of 10 or so. Then you need to change and get them into a good back supporter, because they're going into that rapid growth rate, you know, through the teenage years when they grow an inch a day, it seems like sometimes. And so you need a good back supporter then for them, for when they're resting, that they get the proper systems, grow straight, strong, the way you want them to.
And for adults, what's the time frame again?
Every 10 years. And most people, when they come in the store, they'll ask me that question. And I go, well, let's see. We've had ours, what, 15, 16? No, honey, we've had our bed 20 years. It's like, and they go, oh, no wonder we're not getting a good night's sleep anymore.
And like you said, you use it a lot. Well, not a lot. The most used piece of furniture, I would guess, is a bed in terms of
hours.
That's
right. That's exactly right.
Every day, hour after hour.
That's right.
I guess that's why people sell beds and mattresses, or mattresses and box springs. But then the bed you put it on is
right.
Important, too.
Yeah,
because it's part of your
right
design.
Support. You got to have the right support for the mattress and box spring that you're using. And the rest of that story is, you know, today we're talking about a lot of motion beds where you can raise the headrest, the foot, and the foot, you know, get comfortable, read in bed, watch TV in bed. Got all these different units that can make your time in your bedroom, you know, a time to relax and maybe watch TV and so on. So, you know, we're seeing some of those movable bed ideas really coming into the foreplay, and the bay manufacturers are seeing it too, because oddly enough, they do make some of those movable units that fit inside a headboard and footboard.
Okay.
A lot of people think that you can only use a headboard with that movable bed, but there are some that are made to fit inside. Now, if you get into an antique bed, you know, then you got problems. Those three-quarter beds are smaller. And I don't know of anybody that's doing custom, you know, motion beds. I would just bet you money there's somebody out there. I just don't know about it. Never had a customer ask me for one, so I've never researched it.
Okay. As we were talking about, you were mentioning kids growing up and that sort of thing. You know, if you have a new dog or a new
right.
child who's walking around, I just wonder about the concept of, well, I'll wait. I won't buy nice furniture for now.
Right.
Is that a bad idea?
It is, because number one, you're going to cheat yourself out of comfort for the time period that you're going to go into a cheaper brand of furniture. It's not going to be as comfortable. It's not going to hold up as well. And also, Mark, it really isn't your best investment. If you buy a good piece of furniture and you put a good fabric coat on it, or a stain shield product that most companies will sell you these days, like a little warranty, there's no reason to put off having good furniture until later. And I tell people too, you know, if you let your kids run and jump on your furniture and run cars across your tabletops and do all this stuff, how are they going to learn to behave the proper way if you let them get away with it when they're 2 and 3? You know, I think it's important to give children values that, you know, Furniture and your belongings are important. They're to be taken care of and cared for, not mistreated. And I think we're giving kids the wrong idea if we say, oh, well, we'll just let them do whatever they want now, and then later we'll buy nicer furniture when they're old enough to know better.
Well, that's a good point.
If you don't train them, they're not going to know better later.
Good point. All right. Another question here. We might have answered this, but let's go back to it. If you've got the large furniture or a large window and I've only got a certain place to put my TV, sometimes, boy, you get too much sunlight. And does that go back to the window coverings?
Goes back to Genesis roller shades. That's what I would recommend. They do a great job, and they still allow you to see out, but they can take a lot of the glare out. Now, there are exceptions when you've got really, really big windows that the Genesis blind won't work on it, or it would have to be motorized. So you may want to go to a less expensive product to solve that, but you're not going to be able to see out it.
Okay. All right. Now, if people want to ask questions on the air, they drop them off at the store. How do they do that?
They call the radio station.
Well, that's right.
Or they can call us at 812-886-4444 and leave a question for the radio station. And then I believe, if I remember what Cher always says, they can sign in to newsknoxcounty.com.
There you go. That's right.
And they can click on Ask the Designer logo at the top. And then go there, and they can listen to shows that are pre-recorded, and they can also ask their questions on that site.
And no question is a dumb question because you wouldn't ask it.
That's right.
If you didn't need the answer.
That's true. That's true. And we're glad to answer the questions for our customers.
Let's go over again. Let's recap some things today. First of all, let's recap the Christmas open house at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery.
November 10th and 11th. Mark your calendars. I'm already baking cookies.
Man. Cookies right now sound fantastic. And you've got
to... We might let you have some on Friday the 10th when you're there, Mark.
Well, I plan to be there.
If you're a good boy, you know, Santa's watching all the time.
Boy, if he's watching all the time, I'm probably not going to get a cookie. But you'll have all your trees up?
We'll have all the trees up. We're going to have 12 fully decorated trees. Lots of sit-around things, centerpieces, wreaths, door pieces. You need to come and see what we've got, see our new lights, and enjoy the festivities.
And Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, of course, is not just about Christmas. You're open year-round. What are your hours? Where are you located?
102 North 4th Street. We've got the big red awning all the way around the corner of the building. And we're open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. And then I'm the guy that stays after hours and takes the night appointments, or if somebody, you know, needs a gift to pick up that day and they get out at 5 o'clock, I usually will stay in a little bit later and they can run by and pick up a gift or if they need a gift for a funeral home or something like that, we take care of that too.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming in today, and have a good afternoon, because I know you're not probably going back to the store.
We won't tell anybody that.
Okay. That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Risley here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.